So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. Welcome to Monday's edition of the Business Growth Show. And in today's session, I want to talk about goal setting. If you're in my Facebook group, you can join. It's free. Come and say hello. If you're not sure where it is, put a comment in down below and I'll drop the link for you. But it's daniellatto.co.uk/mastermind. It's free of charge. Come and join me in a group. So I posted some goals in the group or intentions into the group for what we expected to happen this week. And of course, some of those things will happen. Some of us won't. Some of us are within our ability to change them. Some of them are outside our ability to change them. And really, that's what this session is about, as well as the importance of setting goals. Now, I know everybody does, oh, let's do goal setting, let's write down goal setting, and everybody does it. And people kind of, like in training courses, everybody does it, but you do it in a training course and that's it. You go home, you never look at the goals again. And that's a whole waste of an opportunity of setting goals, quite frankly. So I set some goals this morning, some intentions for the week, and I put some, we can't put all of those into the group, some of them private, but we put most of those into the group for what I wanted to happen this week. However, you know, we're in February 2021. It feels like it could be February 20 anything really, because we're in lockdown, but February 2021, the whole point of goal setting is to have something further out down the path that you're heading towards. And the weekly goal setting should help guide you along the journey, because it's never a straight line, but it should help guide you towards those longer term goals. And some of those goals might be 15 years in the future, 10 years in the future, 5 years in the future. And I hear people say, I don't set goals 15 years into the future. And I'm like, do you not expect to be there? So I'm 48, I'll be 63. Where do I want to be at 63? Look, if you don't decide where you want to be in 15 years, the universe or society or whatever, karma, whatever you want to call it, that will sort it for you. And I think that you should be putting intentions out there as to what you want your life to look like. If I was to look back at 15 years ago, or technically that's the future for you, isn't it? That's the back, that's the past. If I was to look back 15 years ago, I'm aged 33. Life is vastly different today than it was when I was 33. I was living in Leeds. I'd been investing for, 7 years? I'd left work only 3 years. I still really didn't know what the hell I was doing, quite honestly, even though I'd left work and kind of semi-retired the first time around. Obviously, then you have kids, so it's no such thing as retirement when you have kids. But if I was to look back at those days are completely different to how I live my life now. But as I look back 10 years ago, I still got them somewhere. I wrote down my 10-year goals, my 15-year goals. What did I want life to look like into the future? And once you can imagine it, then you can create it. But if you can't imagine it, you end up with whatever the universe is going to give you. And I don't think that's acceptable. I hope you don't think that's acceptable either. And people push back about setting goals. Goal setting doesn't work. What crazy ass stuff are you watching or reading that you think goal setting doesn't work? And I can absolutely 100% tell you goal setting does work. So but you've got to get them written down and you've got to get them on your desk and you've got to get them accessible. People go, yeah, no, I've got them written down in my top drawer on my desk at work. And I'm like, why are they in your top drawer at work? They need to be visible. You need to see them. You need to be proud of them. You need to show them to people. And this is the other thing, is that if you are in a situation where you don't show other people your goals, you're either with the wrong people or you haven't got belief in yourself about these goals. And that's something for you to work on. Now, if you, on both of those angles, by the way. Now, by the way, one of those goals might be, you know, you might be with the wife, okay, and your goal is to have a different wife. So if that is the case, don't plaster that on the fridge. It's probably not going to end so well. But you've got to get your goals visible. Like mine are written down, they're here. They are written down. I have them on my desk. These are my longer term goals. I've got my goals for 2021 here. I'm not going to show you them, but there's a complete list, a full sheet of A4 on there. And then under here as well, I've got my, let me get a blank one of these, which I think I've got somewhere. I've got a blank weekly goal setting sheet as well. Oh, I had it. I put it down somewhere. I think we're all completed. That's why But I've got them. Here we go. Here's a blank one. Yes. So I have weekly goal setting sheet. Here's a blank one. It's got my name on it, so I remember who on earth I am. Goals for the week. It's got property, business. It's got my wins for the week. It's got any ideas I want to write down, which might be implemented for next year. It's got content on here. It says 3 podcasts per week, of which this is one of them. So we do Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And then I also do videos throughout the week while I'm driving from A to B. You might not want to do that, but I do it. And then I've got health and workouts, and I work out every single day. That is the plan, by the way. That is the goal. And when I look at these and I write down, what do I want to achieve this week? I write them down. And then as I'm achieving them, I cross them off. This is my weekly goal setting sheet. I've got one for what do I want to achieve this month? And I've also got one which is done at the start of each year. But your year can start anytime. It doesn't have to be January. It could be June or July or September. It could be, 22nd of February. It could be today. That could be your next 12 months. It doesn't matter. I hate New Year's resolutions, and I don't believe in those, but I do believe in goal setting. So you need annual goal settings, you need monthly goals to attain, and you need weekly goals. And then anything less than that is a task that you then put into your calendar and you start doing. But we call this a contrast frame, and this is something I just want to explain for you. So you've got 12-month goals, and you're looking at your 12-month goals every single day, and you do some work. And the problem is that a 12-month goal is usually something that's quite big. That's why it takes 12 months to get there. And you're taking all these little piddly actions, piddly meaning small. You take all these tiny little actions that don't really impact this 12-month goal, okay? And so this is why, as a contrast frame, it doesn't work. It's like, it's like trying to look at atoms. You can't see them because they're too small. And your task list, your weekly goal list, is too small to make an impact on your annual goals. And so with this contrast frame, this is why we do it in this way. You have weekly goals, and then you have monthly goals, and then you have annual goals. And as you're going through the weekly goals, whatever's on this goal sheet should be aligned to the things that you want to accomplish for the rest of the month. And the things that you want to accomplish that month should be aligned towards the things you want to accomplish for the rest of the year. And so the small bits that you do has an impact on the bigger bits that you have, the monthly goals, which then have an impact on the bigger goals, which is the annual goals. And which, by the way, even the bigger goals, the 12-month goals, should have a contrast frame with 5-year, 10-year and 15 years. Now, there is an argument, Dan, why you only go 15 years? And I absolutely 100% agree with that. We should probably be doing 25-year goals. Is it the Japanese? They make goals for, like, generationally. I mean, imagine that. Imagine setting a goal so that my grandchildren will never have to grow up without money. Imagine setting that as a goal. Now, do you think that if that was a goal, and it's not, by the way, but imagine if it was, do you think that that might change some of the actions that I do today? Imagine if you've got a 10-year goal, and your 10-year goal is to buy a yacht, £3 million, and go sailing around the Med, and it's yours, and you live on it, and you do whatever. Imagine that's your goal. Do you think that if that was your goal, that might affect some of the things that you do today and some of the decisions that you do today? So I have a big belief in starting with the end in mind. So if you're starting out in business, I really disagree with you implementing everything that you do within that business. I do, however, agree with you bringing on other people to do that work and you managing them. And then eventually you manage the manager, and eventually you manage the manager that manages the managers. That makes sense. Start with the end in mind. And this is what the goal setting will allow you to do. So let's say you're a plumber and your dream is to own your own plumbing company. Guess who's out doing all the plumbing? Guess who's doing all the accounting? Guess who's doing all the marketing? Guess who's doing all the other bits that make the plumbing company work? You. I don't think that's a great way of being in business. And I think that what you should be doing is, okay, 5-year goal is to have a fully functional plumbing company that's automated, where I can sit on my yacht or in a villa in Spain or whatever you happen to want, right? Whatever your dream life is, playing golf 8 hours a day, 365 days a year around the world. Brilliant. That's your dream. Wonderful. But if you start off and that's your dream and you're the one doing all the plumbing work, you're not going to get to that goal because you're going to get sucked into it. And once you get sucked into it, it's really hard to get back out of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that when you first start in a business, you're going to have to do some of this stuff. But your very first goal should be to get you off the tools effectively so that it frees up more of your time to use your imagination. Like, I just finished a workout. And during the workout, I came up with a really good idea. And earlier this morning, I was outside and I was shooting hoops on my basket. I've got a basketball net outside. I was shooting hoops for me, as I always do. Almost every day I shoot baskets, right? I had a wonderful idea that came from that. And I came in, wrote it down. And it's something to be implemented next week. Now, you might think that me shooting hoops is not playing, is not working. And it absolutely is, because I'm using something more powerful than being on the tools and speaking to customers and all of that kind of thing. And it's using the imagination for how I want to shape the business as it moves forward. And that's why you should also be setting your weekly goals, your monthly goals, and your annual goals. Like, you should be in a position where you go, Dan, in 16 months, I'm going to recruit my first full-time accountant or my first full-time marketing person, or in 3 months, I'm bringing a guy on to be on the tools and I'll go out and meet all the customers and do all the marketing and he does all the tools. And then 3 months after that, I won't be seeing any customers because we'll have a sales team in place. Like, that's how you should be setting those goals. The problem for most people is they're so afraid and they say things like, but Dan, what if I don't achieve that goal? Who gives a shit? like seriously, who on earth cares? So Tony is just saying, Tina says, I mean, I can put this on screen, actually. Tina says, I know this is Tony. Tina says she would like to be alive and kicking in 15 years' time. She is getting on a bit. Tony lives a dangerous life. And I wonder if Tony will be around in 15 years with comments like that. Honestly, one of the biggest differences, and I'm dreadful at this, okay, so I'm hypocritical here. Allocating time to take care of your health will probably help you be around for another 15 years. But Tony making comments like that about the missus is probably not going to help you. But thank you for your comment. So if you've not done it today, like, what is the goal? What is the intention for this week that you guys want to set? Like, it's still Monday. Even if it wasn't, you could still do it. We're coming up to the end of the month. What are the up to the end of the month goals that you want to set? And then going into March, allocate the time, sit there, and write down, what do you want your goals to look like for March? What are the finished items going to be? What's the finished marketing going to look like? What is the intention for that month? What is the income intention? And this is really what goal setting is. It's just setting intentions. But this is the magic, is that when you set an intention, your brain goes, okay, I know what I'm supposed to be doing now. And it goes off and does it. And it's constantly, even while you're asleep, you're dreaming about it. You might not remember it, but you are. Even when you're asleep, you're dreaming about it, and your brain is looking for ways to make your intentions happen. That's why we do goal setting. And that's also why you do the weekly goal setting, the monthly goal setting, and the annual goal setting. So your homework is right now, and Tony, who's still alive, he's giving me smiley faces just so I know he's still alive. We'll see if he's live tomorrow with comments like that. So your task then right now is to get your weekly goals down. It's still a Monday. You've still got time to do them. Then go to March and look at, what are you wanting to accomplish for the rest of March? Then go to the rest of 2021. Now, you might have already done some of this because, you know, we have the new year and so on. But then you want to start writing down the type of stuff that you're going to do or accomplish for 2021. And you might want a couple of different headings here. So let me see. So I've got some headings that I use that you might want to use as well. So one of them is business. What, you know, how many, I'll give you an example. I'm not going to give you my numbers, but how many email subscribers do you want on your list? How many Facebook group members? How much of an income do you want to accomplish every single month? How many live videos, how many podcasts, how many marketing videos, how many interviews, how many leaflets are you going to drop, how many postcards are you going to put in the local takeaway, etc. Business purchases, I've got to purchase one new specific type of business, although we're buying businesses right now anyway, but in a different industry. But I've got this one business for me, which is quite interesting. Then property. For me, again, these are mine. I'm not going to give you specific numbers, but how much is the rental income per month? And obviously, by the way, right now, rents are down because of COVID, especially city centre. We really struggled with ours, getting them rented and so on. But we'll, you know, by the time we get to the end of the year, what do you want that to look like per month? We've got to purchase some Spanish properties. We've got a refurbishment, a huge refurbishment. It's like 13 grand. It's not huge, but it's an existing property. Everything's getting ripped out. So on the property stuff, you know, we've got replacement kitchens, replacement windows, replacement UPVC doors, and so on. That's in there. Health and fitness should be a heading. So, like, I've got five times a week minimum. And I'm hit and miss on this, by the way, right now. But this is, again, why we have weekly goals, because I can look at, well, how many times have I ran this week? I've ran this morning, 30 minutes. Wonderful. So I'm one out of one. Excellent. But by the time I review this goal, I can look at it and go, well, actually, I only ran 3 out of 5. And so I know then where I need to run my focus, because these are my intentions that I set right at the start of the year, and it's to keep me on track. Play basketball when possible. Twice a week, drink 3 litres of water a day, do 20 pull-ups by the 30th of December 2021. I mean, in one go, by the way. I did 10 this morning, so I'm well on track. 50 push-ups in a minute. I mean, I can do that probably anyway now. 20 dips. I did 10 yesterday. And then I've got a body fat percentage, which I'm not going to share. Mindset and mental health. It's like the mental health aspect right now. We're all in lockdown. I cannot stress how important the mental health is. And by the way, let's just cover mental health for a little bit, because there's a lot of bullshit out there. Oh, it's mental health day. It's bullshit. No one gives a shit about men's mental health. Let me just put this down on the record. I might do this on Mindset on Hustle Show on Friday, but let me cover it here right now. Nobody gives a shit about men's mental health. Prepare yourself for a damn rant. oh, it's mental health day. Yeah, well, I still can't see my freaking kids, can I? So what the hell does that mean? Mental health day is complete and utter trash. And if you're waiting for someone to come and save you for your own mental health, forget it. It's not happening. The only person that's going to save you is you. So for me right now, Friday mornings, I go for a walk on the beach with my mate Richard, which I love going for a walk on the beach. We did a little bit of running, so we covered that as well. But also from a mindset point of view, I'm supposed to be reading one book per week. Do you know what? I've read one book since the start of January, and that was a science fiction Star Trek book, which I'm proud of. If you don't like, you know, Trekkies, you're in the wrong place. And then I've got other things like courses to attend. I mean, we're in lockdown, for goodness sake. But I've got Funnel Hacking Live. That should happen in March. It's been pushed back to September. I might probably just do the live event here in Spain. Tony Robbins in Fiji. That probably might not happen. Billionaire Bootcamp in Hawaii with Chris Howard in November. That might happen. You know, it's a 3 grand airfare just to get there. And then I've got things like new behaviours. What new behaviours would you like to implement? So I've got things like listen to audiobooks, eat my diet properly, 3 litres of water, a run and a workout every day. And then I've actually broken down how to read an hour a day, which is 3 20-minute slots. Now, by the way, do you think that I'm successful on some of these? And do you think I'm an utter failure on some of these? You are 100% correct. You know, some days I'm really good. Some days I'm really bad. But that's why we have the weekly goal setting. I can then analyse at the end of the week, well, what have I done to move me forward to some of these longer term goals? Am I on target for some of these longer term goals? How do these longer term goals affect the month that I'm about to have? So, for example, if I'm supposed to run 5 days a week, okay, in a 30-day month on average, that gives me 4 weeks. So that's 20 days of running on average in a month. So if I get to the end of a month and I can see that I've not ran, you know, the full 20 days, I can up my running a little bit to make sure, even if I have to cheat and run twice a day, as long as I'm hitting that target in some way, ideally I want to run every day, but if not and I'm off track, I can do the extra work that will pull me, get me back on track. That's why we set goals. Anyway, look, let me know what you guys think. Thank you for joining in, Tony. I appreciate that. And we're live again on Wednesday. We're going to talk about property in the property cash flow show. And then we're live again on Friday. Maybe we'll talk about mental health and the bullshit that surrounds that. Expect a Dan rant if we do cover that one. But as well as having a moan about it, we'll give you some hints and tips about how you can improve your mental health as we continue to go through lockdown. Thank you for joining us. We can catch up with you guys on Wednesday. Other than that, have a good week and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.